Andrea Kawabata is an assistant extension agent in Kona with University of Hawaii College of Tropical Agriculture. Her focus is the coffee berry borer.
We have over 700 to 800 farmers here on the Big Island. None of our farms here are mechanically harvested. It is all hand-picked, hand-sprayed. The farms in Kauai, Maui, Molokai, and Oahu are much larger in acreage. Basically, everything is done by machine.
The coffee berry borer exists worldwide. It was discovered here in 2010. Controlling the pest in the well-established Kona districts is a challenge. Many farmers to train, plus abandoned or feral coffee fields, which spread the pest, and it's expensive. Farmers say organic pesticide can cost $75 a quart. Each acre takes one quart, and each farmer sprays 4 to 5 times a season.
It is definitely a financial impact. Spraying, controlling CBB, the CBB will damage the bean, so a loss of yield. There is an effect on the quality of the coffee.
But there is good news. Kawabata says thanks to U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono, U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and the State Department of Agriculture, funding for research and control continues to flow.
They see it as a major problem in Hawaii. So we've been getting funding from the USDA, $1 million earlier, and about $700,000 for future research. A little over $500,000 from Hawaii Department of Agriculture, a subsidy program to the farmers to help mitigate the costs of the spray. And we are trying our best to learn more about CBB to help the farmers.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.